Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless. Today is a special day. Vision Sunday is a day where we get to cast vision over the church for the next season, for the next 12 months. And we do that in two parts. So today is big picture. And then on Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. is part two. Okay, so it's like going to a football game and leaving at halftime if you don't come back on Tuesday. All right, that would be a silly thing to do. All right, so make sure you come back on Tuesday. All the information is online. You can register and be part of the Zoom. We'll make sure we get all that information to you, the code to get in that. But yeah, it really is important you come back on Tuesday. And if you call Soul Church your home, or if this is where you get spiritually fed, this is for you this Tuesday. And so links will be all over socials. And we've also got a pancake pre-show. Okay, because it's Shrove Tuesday, and so we've got a pancake pre-show. I don't know what that means, and it's probably good that I don't know what that means. So if you want some mischief before Vision Sunday Part 2, 7:45, if you just come in online, I think the young adults team have got some pancakes pre-show. All right, so I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means they're going to arrive at your house with a pancake for you. Who knows? Okay, just stay alert. Stay alert. All right. Well, after nearly 7 years of leading Soul Church, the mission has never changed. The mission of this church is love in action. Christ's love in action, and that will never change. That's the mission which God gave Chantel and I 7 years ago nearly, and we're going to continue to see Christ's love in action. That's through our nursery, for our foundation, and through the church. And we're going to keep sending his love to the nations, keep sending his love on the streets of our city, keep sending his love through services and groups and the community that we have here. So I'm going to give us some feedback, some positive feedback over the last 12 months. Who likes good news? Do you know you can never get enough good news? All right, so on your screens, okay, we have had, so on a Sunday, on average, over the last 11 and a half months, we've had, on average, 947 different devices that register for church. Now, that would mean, that would be multiple thousands of people are tuning into church on a Sunday. Because one device, you know, for the Norman household, represents five people. Okay, so if you think how many people represent in your family, maybe you're two, three, four, five. Okay, so we know that thousands of people now tune in for virtual church every Sunday. I think that's phenomenal. The church has definitely grown in numbers. In YouTube, just YouTube alone, this is without Facebook views, without social media, Instagram, all that. YouTube alone, we've had 113,848 downloads of our messages in the past 11 and a half months. I think that's phenomenal. Hundreds of thousands. Salvations. This is a critical metric, and I think this is pretty amazing as well, since this has happened in lockdown. We've had 170 people say yes to Jesus through virtual church over the past 12 months, and over 2,000 people have said yes to Jesus in the last 6.5 years. So God is good. Baptisms. We've had 51 baptisms over the last lockdown period, and lots of people are asking us, when's the next baptism? So people are still getting saved. And we've had nearly 394 baptisms since the start of church. Soul Foundation, which is the outreach arm of what we do into our city and into our community, into the, around the globe. We've now served in the, well, in 2020, okay, so this is the 2020 figures, we served 1.4 million meals to people in our county. 2,984 meals, hot meals have been served on the streets to the homeless community during the pandemic. And, you know, many, many, many thousands of meals have been served in Pakistan and India and countries around the world which we support. I don't know about you, but I think God has done some amazing things. The word for the last year was build, and God was definitely building his church. 2019, our giving was £776,395. for 2019. Last year, remember, this is a global pandemic. Last year, our giving went up by 3% to £803,109. Our giving went up. Come on, I think we need to give God some serious, serious praise, because that is amazing. Last year, we gave away £114,000 as a church. Come on, we need to thank God. We gave that away to those who need it most. And so each year, they're just some of the metrics that matter. And each year, we dedicate the first or second Sunday in February to really just rearticulate the vision for the next 12 months. And Chantel and I always purposefully seek God for a word for our church. It's normally a single word, but that could change for 2 or 3 words in the future. But it's always been a single word for the church. We've had strength and release and build and breakthrough and beyond. Okay, but God gave me the word for 2021 at Vision Sunday 2020. Okay, so last year, God gave me this word. And I want to see if you can spot the word for 2021. It's from Psalm 18, verse 29. It says, with your help, David speaking, it says, with your help, I can retreat, stand still. No, he says, with your help, I can, let's say it out loud, advance against a troop, and with my God, I can scale a wall. And this word advance jumped out at me in my devotion 1 year ago in 2020. Our theme, our word, our prophetic edge for 2021 as Soul Church is we are going to advance. We are going to move forward in 2021. I don't want to get to the end of 2021 and it's exactly the same as the beginning. Oh, I didn't accomplish much this year, or I didn't move forward in my life. No, God is calling you to advance. Well, how can I advance during a pandemic? How can I advance when everything's stacked against me? Ah, let me tell you, there's lots of ways we can advance this year. We're going to talk about those. God wants you to advance in your health. Pandemic shouldn't affect your health. God wants you to advance in your marriage. God wants your finances to advance, in faith, your well-being, as we've been looking at on a Wednesday. There's so many areas that God wants you to advance for. So how do we advance? Good question. Is it with self-help? Is it with no help? Is it with the wrong help? David gives us the answer. He says here, he says, with your help. With your help, with God's help. You cannot advance in 2021 your business without God's help. Your marriage cannot advance this year without God's help. Your mental health cannot get better without God's help. And sometimes we look in all the wrong places for all the right answers. And God is saying, if you want to advance this year, here it is, right here, plain. With your help, I can advance. With God's help, Soul Church can advance. If you can't tell, I'm excited. I love Vision Sunday. This is my favorite Sunday of the year. Because the Bible says, without vision, the people perish. I love speaking vision over people's lives. I love painting a picture of what life can be, not what life is. God wants you to advance. You know, but first of all, you got to admit you need help. David said, with your help. Why? Because he needed help. And if we live going through life going, I can just make it on my own. First of all, I've got to admit, I need help. So the first thing I want to say is the church is, I need help. Turn to the person next to you and say, I need help. Say to your second favorite person on the other side, you need help. No, don't say that. Don't say that. Do not say that. I tell you what, if there was ever a time for the church, if there was ever a time for us to acknowledge we need help, it's right now. And there are, you know, for so much uncertainty, is this week 7 of lockdown or week 8? We need help. Will there be obstacles in 2021? Yes. First of all, we acknowledge that we need help. Secondly, we acknowledge where we need to go for help. But thirdly, it says this. It says, with your help, I can advance against a... The Bible talks about two sets of obstacles that will come our way in 2021. Just focus with me just for a sec. Two types of obstacles. Number one is troops and number two is walls. What is troops? Troops are opposition. Troops are voices. Troops are people that will come against you. Troops are different opinions that come against you. Troops are attacks against the church. Chantel and I have received recently some attacks against this church and us personally. What is it? It's troops. But with God's help, we can continue to advance. With my God, I can scale a wall. So first thing that will come against us. So when they come against us, we can't say, God, I can't believe this is happening. God said, no, let me show you. It's already in my word. Second thing is walls. What are walls? Walls are things that you got to climb over. Knock down. COVID-19, it's just a wall. Restrictions, financial walls. But with God's help. I want you to say that out loud. But with God's help. But with God's help. But with God's help. Come on. But with God's help, we can come against a troop. We can scale a wall. The mandate on Soul Church 2021 is we will advance. As long as Chantel and I are graced to lead this church, we are determined that we will advance. I tell you what, it's a whole lot easier to stand still. Been a whole lot easier not to invite you to church today. Could just hit behind my laptop at home. I believe that God's called this church to advance, which means to push forward, which means we might have to scale some walls sometimes and come against some opposition sometimes. But with God's help, we will continue to advance. You know what I most love about advancing is you never quite know what tomorrow may look like. I mean, who wants to know what tomorrow is going to look like? I don't like predictable. I don't like unsurprising. I don't like the obvious. I like the thought of not knowing exactly. I mean, who'd have thought this year? Aren't you glad God didn't tell you what the last 12 months looked like? I mean, church could be in a field next week. We could be in a car park. You know, advancing, it's going to mean a whole lot of risks. It's going to mean a whole lot of things, but we're going to continue to do it. I wonder what your life or my life would look like if we retreated or just stood still or took a step back. I wonder what would happen to our dreams, our marriage, our life. I want to encourage you to keep advancing with your dreams. Continue to advance with your generosity, your prayer life, the book that God told you to write, and you started the first chapter and you gave up. I'm releasing my book Easter Sunday after 18 months. I retreated, I stood still for far too long, and I got in lockdown. I thought, I'm going to advance. Because when God gives you something in your heart, let me tell you, if it's from God, it won't go away. I pray that you'll adopt the word advance. Just as a church we've adopted it, I pray that you will adopt advance. You say, well, I'm too old to advance. No, Caleb said at 80 years old, he said, give me another mountain to scale. Give me another wall to climb over. Give me another troop to fight. I wonder what area of your life you're going to take ground in and you're going to advance. It's easy to sit in the seat of the scornful and the critic and point a finger at everyone else. But what about if the church rose up this year and said, if my God is for me, who can be against me? And with my help, with God's help, I can advance. Four specific areas God's called this church to advance in. If you've got your notepad, your pens, your iPads, write these four specific areas God's calling us to advance in 2021. They're not just four areas, they're four challenges for us. Number one is this, and this is the most important. We are going to advance in prayer. Advance in prayer. Not one amen. You know, we are known as a soul-winning church, a fun church, a creative church, a warm church, a bit of a crazy church. But we've never been described as a praying church. And I've been challenged by this over the last few weeks. As a church, we pray, we encourage prayer, we love prayer, but we're going to bring prayer to the forefront in this church. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if, by the way, notice the word it starts with, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their land. If you study this passage, prayer brings about three transformations. Number one is it brings about change. It says God will hear from heaven. We need to change in circumstances right now. We need to change. The second thing it says God will forgive their sins. It talks about salvation. Thirdly, it talks about he'll heal their land. It talks about miracles. We need change. We need salvation. We need miracles. And as a church, this is why we're going to advance in prayer. The Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this age. There are so many dark forces at work in our world right now. Some are obvious to us and others aren't. And if we want to advance this year, we need to step up in prayer. I've used this illustration before, but in the battles in olden times, before they would send in the ground force, they send in the air force. And the air force is the spiritual side of what we do. We're good at the ground force. We're really good at it. We've got to get better at the air force. We've got to get better at the spiritual side. And normally we announce big news on Vision Sunday. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, and everyone cheers. But are you ready for the big news for 2021? We're beginning a Wednesday morning prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. And we're calling our whole church on a Wednesday morning. You can either join virtually, or when the time comes, if we can, we'll be able to do it in the room. But we're going to pray for 30 minutes. For 30 minutes, we're going to pray. And it ain't seeker sensitive. We're just going to call down heaven. We're going to pray. Different weeks, we'll have different themes and different areas we're going to pray for. But I was inspired by watching a movie called The War Room by Priscilla Shira. If you haven't watched the movie The War Room, watch it. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's really good. It's about the power of prayer. And we're going to call 7 a.m. the War Room. So you're going to invite people to the War Room, because this is where we're going to do battle. This is where we're going to send out the Air Force for the church. If we're going to break ground this year in our church, we've got to take ground in the spiritual realms first. So we're calling our church to pray at 7. And then that time may get a little bit earlier after lockdown if we feel that's too late for people. And even if you can come for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, if you can't come at all, maybe you can just leave it on in the background on the way into work. But we want to create a culture of prayer. I don't feel we can launch any more initiatives, do anything else until we set the tone of the church in the right way. And so we are launching the War Room. And we need some fighters to join us in the War Room. And so we're beginning on Wednesday, the 24th of February at 7 a.m. And I'm asking people from all over the world, I'm not just talking about people in Norwich, I'm talking about from all over the world, take 30 minutes and come and be a part of it. Set your alarm. I heard this quote once and it really sat in my spirit. It says, regular prayer creates irregular happenings. Regular prayer creates irregular happenings. This is now the most important meeting of the week for 2021. And I'm expecting God to turn the battles into blessings that we're facing. And if you've got a battle, we're going to pray for you in the room. We're going to get serious in the War Room on a Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock. And you can lay in bed if you feel that. If you can go into your office, you can drive to work. But would you come and be part of the War Room? Would you come and pray? Would you come and call down heaven for our church? And on Friday, I was driving home from the foundation and I'm saying to God, I hope I've got this right. Literally, I said, I hope I've got this vision right for the year. Because I'm, you know, when you set vision, you're thinking people are expecting something. I get a call from a pastor in Lagos, Nigeria, from Harvesters Church, called Pastor Balaji Idowa. We'd spoken at a conference in Hyderabad, India, 2 years ago together, and we'd stayed in touch. He's an awesome guy. He said, John, he goes, I felt God's Spirit tell me to call you today. He said, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage your church to pray. He said, at the start of this pandemic, we set up an early morning prayer meeting at 6 o'clock. They're a little bit more spiritual than us. He said, and I just wanted to encourage you as a church. He says, because now, he says, we have 25,000 people join us live and 100,000 people will watch it back. Every day. He says the miracles and the breakthroughs, the healings, the salvation in his church. He says God has just taken their church to new levels. And I was like, whoa. I said, Pastor Balaji, I said, I need you to come and preach for us and tell us the story. He said, it'd be a privilege. So the next few weeks, we've got Pastor Balaji from Lagos, Nigeria. He is a phenomenal guy. He's going to come and speak to us and encourage us around prayer and seeking God and believing God for more as we advance into 2021. So we're going to go on a little bit of a spiritual new direction this year. Luther said this. He said, I have so much to do today, I'm going to have to spend 3 hours in prayer to get it done. Shall I say that again just so it sinks in? Luther said, I have so much I've got to accomplish this day. I'm going to have to spend 3 hours in prayer to get it done. I want our young people to love prayer. I want our young adults to love prayer. I want prayer to become a delight, not a duty. Prayer's been a duty for too long. I want prayer to become back in the forefront of everything we do. We're going to teach more on prayer, encourage more prayer on groups. Come on, stand to your feet wherever you are. We're going to turn this place into a prayer gathering, into a prayer meeting. We're going to turn this place into the war room for the next 2 minutes. Come on, who wants to advance in 21? Who wants their business to advance, their relationships, every area of your life to advance? Come on, prayer can change your situation. Prayer can change your marriage. Think about an area which is out of your control right now and begin to seek God, seek His face. Come on, focus on God right now, not your problem. Hallelujah, we worship you, God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, keep praying, hallelujah. The Bible says we've got to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. 30 seconds. I want you to do one thing. I want you to just reach out your hand. I want you to pray for the person in front of you. Whoever's in front of you. You don't need to know their name. You don't need to know their situation. You don't need them to know their circumstances. Just pray for them. Find someone. Just pray. God's blessing, God's favor, health and strength and wisdom. Come on, pray for people right now. Come on, let's turn this place into the house of prayer right now. This is God's house. This is where His Spirit dwells. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your request with thanksgiving be known to our Father. Thank you, God. Father, move heaven and move earth for this church, Father God. We need your touch. We need a breakthrough this year. We need to advance, Father. And Lord, we send out the Air Force. Father, I pray for every student, every young adult, every business leader, Father God, every mom, every dad, everyone who's struggling with their mental health, physical health. Father, I pray for advancement over churches, businesses, Father God, in this city. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow, come on. We're in the war room already. Come on, come on. Begin to worship. Begin to praise. Hallelujah. Wow. Come on, you can take your seats. Hope you're catching this at home. I tell you, God's Spirit's moving. God's Spirit's moving. Wow. Can you feel God's Spirit today? Is it good to be back in the room? We're going to advance in prayer. Number two, we're going to advance in mission. Advance in mission. The mission of the church is love and action, and we're not going to settle where we're at. Often we've confused ministry and mission. Let me just show you and break this down. Ministry is our service to one another in the church. Okay, ministry is our service to one another. It's being on the dream team. It's helping each other. But mission is helping unbelievers discover the love of Christ. Do not confuse ministry and mission. God has called you to both. He's called us to be part of a ministry, but he's also called us to advance in mission. And it's very easy to get comfortable with ministry and forget mission. This is where a lot of Christians, including myself, we've got this wrong because we think that ministry is mission and they are very different. And our English word mission comes from the Latin word sent. And the mission of Christianity, that's why Jesus said, go into all the world. What's he talking about? He's talking about a sending process. He's talking about mission. And there's never been the need for urgency at this time. People have asked me probably more than any time as a pastor, is Christ coming back soon? Honestly, I don't know, but it was closer than last week. And I'm also not going to spend the next 12 months of my life trying to figure out, is this the time or isn't this the time? Why? Because I'm on mission. My mission on this earth is not trying to figure out, is Jesus coming back next week? My mission on this earth is to help as many people find Jesus. Paul said this, he said in Acts 20:24, my life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the mission. He didn't even say the ministry. He said the mission. My life is... So, if you are struggling trying to find for fulfillment in your life, it's because you have taken your eyes off the mission and onto the ministry. So what is the mission? He says, the mission is assigned by me, the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news. Well, he's not talking about Christians because you don't need to tell Christians the good news. They know the good news. About God's wonderful kindness and love. Notice he doesn't say, tell them conspiracy. Tell them all their shortcomings. Tell them all their faults. Tell them all the things that they... No, he said, I want you to discover the mission and I want you to tell people the good news about God's wonderful kindness and love. Paul is basically saying, my life is empty until I use it to fulfill my mission. What's the mission? Telling others the good news. Now that for us looks like dropping off a box of food at someone's house. That's the good news. That's kindness. For others, that is having a coffee with someone, leading them to the Lord in Costa. And our primary mission on the earth is to tell people the good news. The mission of this church has to advance. We've got to continue. I don't know if Jesus is coming back in the next 12 months. He could well do, or it could be the next 12 years or the next 50 years. I don't know. But my primary focus is to continue to tell people and advance the good news, the kindness of Jesus. When I was 18, I asked myself, what was the big something that I was on planet Earth for? And I remember walking through the streets of Norwich, and I'll never forget, God gave me the answer. He said this, people who face a lost eternity. What is my mission on earth? What is your mission on earth? Your mission is to help people who are going to a lost eternity find the love of Jesus. So that's why we planted Soul Church. We've dedicated the entirety of our lives to the mission. We are on mission. I'm on mission. When I go to work, I'm on mission. When I go into the football club, I am on mission. When I go into the shops, I am on mission. We are on mission. We cannot think this is about us or even ministry. We are on mission. If you never heard another sermon, another podcast, read another book, it would be okay because your eternal salvation is secure. But that is not the case for those around you. And so we have to advance the mission. Can you tell I'm an evangelist? Who would agree that every lost person you know would live a vastly better life if they knew the love of Jesus? So why don't we tell them? Got to advance the mission. I don't know anyone, by the way, who's ever been argued into becoming a follower of Jesus. But I know thousands of people who've responded to kindness. I'm just putting it out there. Where would I be today if someone had not been kind and shared the love of Jesus with us? This is our year to advance. We've everything to gain and nothing to lose. They're going to a lost eternity. I'm on mission this year. By the way, we've got you some bookmarks that say advance. Okay, because every year we want to give you a little gift to remind you. You say, well, I don't read. Start reading. It's a little reminder. Okay. It's good to read. Readers are leaders. Leaders are readers. Okay, it's good to read. Come on. We've got to advance. Here's the question. The challenge is this. Who is the one person I'm believing to come to Christ in 2021? Who's the one person in my family? Who is the one person in your street? Who's the one person that you're believing to come to Christ? We're going to advance in mission. We're going to advance in prayer. We're going to advance in mission. And number three, we're going to advance in community. Early church, every day they met in the temple and then they went from house to house. I've never liked the term from the start of this pandemic, social distancing. I think it was the wrong term. I think it was completely the wrong term. It should have been physical distancing. We need to socially stay close. And the reason we have so much suicide, the reason we have so many people feeling so anxious and is because people are socially distanced. I totally agree with physically distanced, but we have got to keep people somehow in community in this season. And I want to encourage us, don't get too comfortable with isolation. I know for some people, isolation, you actually feel comfortable, but you were not born for isolation. We are very much different in personality, and some of us are extroverts and introverts. I get that, but none of us were born for isolation. This is in complete contrary to the way God made us. And as church, we create a big experience, whether that's online or in the room, but we also create a small experience, which is called groups. And groups are which keep community. Basically, they are the glue of the church. They keep everything together. They help people. They draw people together. I'm told we have 94 groups now in the church, which is phenomenal. Steve and Rachel have done a great job and their team building the groups. And groups are essential to church health. They're critical to our well-being, critical to our community. So here's the challenge, this. Are you in a group? Are you in a group? Turn to the person next to you. Are you in a group? If you're going to advance this year, you've got to be socially connected. Now, I would love, okay, you ready for this? I would love to set up some international groups. So people who are in different countries, and I know we have people who call Soul Church home in South Africa. We have people call Soul Church home in Brazil and in North America and probably other areas. But we would love to create some kind of international groups around the world where you guys could do watch parties together and you guys can hang out and talk Soul Church. And so if you live in a different part of the world and you say, hey, do you know anyone else? We'd love to try and connect you and set up some international groups. Wouldn't that be cool to have some soul groups international who lean into our church? And so please let us know. Now, Steve's just going to come up real quick, and he's going to share with us some updates where it comes to how we build community, move it forward with Wednesdays.
Isn't that brilliant what Pastor John has shared with us? Come on. We're advancing. So we want to advance in groups. We want to advance in community. We want to advance in discipling people, getting them around the word. And so what we're going to do when Wellbeing Wednesday finishes in 2 weeks' time, we're going to pioneer something brand new. We are going to just hit you guys with the word of God for 15 minutes on a Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're going to make it as dynamic as we can. We're literally going to study the Word. We're going to start off with looking at the cross of Christ 3 weeks before we go into Easter. And I want to encourage you, why not gather some people around you? If you're in a group, gather with your group. If you're not in a group, why not tune in on a Wednesday? We will get you in a group straight after that 15 minutes. Maybe you're here and you're thinking, you know what? I could do that. If someone does the teaching, I could lead the group, do the rest, connect people on Zoom. So we're going to be intentional and passionate about studying the Word and discipling people on a Wednesday night at 7. So we'd love you to be there. Come on, who's ready to advance together?
Fantastic. Thanks, Steve. So we're going to advance in our groups, advance in chapel, and we're going to advance back in the room. There's nothing like being together in the room, and we're looking forward to being back in the room every Sunday from Easter. Okay, so from Easter Sunday, we'll be back every Sunday. But our next time back in the room will be March the 14th for Mother's Day. Okay, so Mother's Day, we'll be back in the room with three services, 10:30, 12:30, and 2:30. And we'll give you an opportunity to register later on in the week. So date for your diary. Number four, are you ready for the fourth area we're going to advance in? We're going to advance in promise. Advance in promise. Who knows, if you make a promise to your child, you need to deliver. I told my son this week I would take him to McDonald's for a Happy Meal. And then circumstances changed in the Norman household, and I wasn't able to deliver the promise when I said. And for the next 24 hours, all I heard was, "But you promised." Has anyone's kids ever said, "But you promised"? I mean, talking like it's like a dagger, isn't it? You know, the Bible is packed full of promises. Thousands of promises. Now, here's the question, here's the challenge. I wonder what promise God's given you which hasn't occurred yet in your life. I wonder if you're still holding on to the promise or you've given up. I heard this powerful story of the bombing raids in World War II. Thousands of children were orphaned and left to starve. After experiencing the fright of abandonment, many of these children were rescued. They were sent to refugee camps where they received food and shelter. Yet even in the presence of good care, they had experienced so much loss that they were unable to sleep at night. They were terrified that they would wake up to find themselves once again homeless and hungry. And nothing that their carers, the adults, did seemed to reassure them until someone thought to send the child to bed with a loaf of bread. The children would hold on to their bread and they were able to get to sleep. If they woke up or were frightened in the night, the bread seemed to remind them of this promise. "I ate today, so I'll be able to eat tomorrow." Church, the promise is this. If God took care of us during a pandemic in 2020, guess what? He's going to look after us in 2021. If God got you through the first two lockdowns, God's going to get you through lockdown 3.0. The Bible says, "I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread." Your God, my God, will supply every single one of your needs, not according to what you think, but according to his riches in glory. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Church, like those little children in the war, you've got to advance in the promise. You've got to literally, like those children, hold on to the promises of God. I talked a few weeks ago about keeping your Bible open beside your bed. Why? Because when you wake up in the night and you're feeling anxious like I did last night, 1:30 in the morning, I could not get to sleep. And I remembered that my Bible was open beside my bed. And I began to hold on to the promises of God, that He will not leave me. He will not forsake me. He's closer even than my breathing. Well, you got to hold on. What is the promise that God gave you? If God told you that He was going to bring your children back into salvation, He will bring your children back into salvation. If God gave you a promise that your business is going to succeed, your business will succeed. You've got to hold on to the promise. In Genesis 32, it says, I will not let you go until you bless me. Do not let the promise go until it is fulfilled in your life. As a church, we're going to advance. We're going to build our new church by faith. We're going to take ground and break ground this year. The promise which God gave to us 3 years ago was by a pastor, Tom Backley, and he said this. He called me from Australia. He said, John, your building will be paid in full. That's the promise. So what do? We hold on to the promise. Hold on to the promise. Father, we commit this vision this year to advance in prayer, to advance in mission, to advance in community, and to advance in promise. Father, I pray that we would have such a love for prayer. Father, this war room would be literally a time where miracles happen. Breakthroughs happen, God. Lord, I pray that our mission, Father God, would not get confused with ministry. That we would get a fresh passion to reach the lost in our city, to lead people to Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father, we would advance in community, Father, even in this time where we're physically distanced, Father, we would advance. Somehow, Lord, you'd still create bubbles of new community, Father. Even around the world, we would have groups emerging from people who love this house from the four corners of this world. And Father, we advance in the promise. Father, I know that you gave people in our church the promises months ago, years ago, and those promises haven't happened. And just as those little children went to bed holding on to the bread represents the bread of life, which is you, Jesus. We hold on to the promise. We hold on to the promise for our new building. We hold on to the promise of our glorious future. We thank you, God. Amen. Just with every eye closed, we just want to pray for one more group of people in the room and online. You're saying, I want to advance my life, but you can only advance when you're in right relationship. God loves you, friend. God's got a plan and a destiny for you. God doesn't want you to go through life alone, abandoned. God doesn't want you to carry the past, the sin, the shame, the guilt. That's why He sent Jesus to die on a cross. And His blood was shed to cover every single one of your past and your present sins. And you can come into right relationship with God through Jesus. You can have a fresh start today. Maybe over the past few months in this lockdown, in this season of being isolated, you feel like you've drifted away from God and you want to come home. Today is the day. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off till next week. Today. God's got a plan for every person's life who's watching. God wants you to advance, but it begins with relationship. So I'm going to say a prayer right now, and it's a prayer of new life. It's a prayer of new beginning. If you say, John, include me in that prayer, all I want you to do at the end of that prayer, I want you to repeat it after me in your heart or out loud, wherever you are in the room or at home, and I want you to say amen. So let's say this prayer together. Father God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that He died in my place. He shed His blood to forgive me of my sins. Right now, come into my heart. Give me a new beginning. Amen. Amen. Hey, well done. If you said that prayer, you've reconnected or said that prayer for the first time, would you do me a favor? Would you drop us a text message to the number on the screen? If you're watching online, drop us a little note in the chat. We want to help you. This isn't the end, this is the beginning. If you're in the room and you said that prayer, please let someone know before you exit the building today. Wow, come on, everyone in the room. Let's give everyone who said that prayer and become a follower of Christ today a round of applause.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.